Chris, have you started the recorder?
Yes.
I want to welcome everybody to the, everybody can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Roofing Technical Advisory Committee meeting of March 24th, 2020. I'd like to request that each of you mute your phone, and those of you on the GoToMeeting web, there's a, use the GoToMeeting control panel and just mute your phone. So you'll see a green when it's lit. It'll be red when it's not lit. All you have to do is click that icon. It cuts down the background noise and makes the meeting work a lot better. All right, so excuse me. What I'm going to do first is talk about our conference teleconference participation. Keep your phones on mute. Don't put your phones on hold. Wait till you're invited to speak. I'll stack a list of names. Everybody will get a chance to speak. Please state your name each time you talk, and members also state your names, but also state your names when making or seconding a motion. All right, so the first order of business is to determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Jimmy Buckner.
Here.
George Ebersold.
Here.
Commissioner Goff.
Here.
Burt Logan.
Charlie Kennedy in place of Burt Logan.
Okay. Gaspar Rodriguez.
Here.
Lorraine Alicio Ross. William Schultz.
Here.
Karen Worsak. Mark Sainal.
Here.
All right, we have 9 of 11 members. We have a quorum. Let's go ahead and introduce all in Tallahassee. I believe Tom Campbell, you're on the phone.
Yeah, he's here.
Mo Madani?
Yes, on the phone.
Justin Vogel is here, I believe. I see his name.
I am here.
Chris Howell. I think Marlita Peters and Robert Vembo.
Yes, I'm
here. And Robert, Robert Vembo is on the phone as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So all staff is here. And I'm Jeff Blair as well. So we'll go ahead and get started. So the first order of business is for me to review the agenda, which is to approve the January 28 meeting minutes, and then for the roofing pack to provide comments or recommendations actually to the building commission on the 2 comments that were received on the draft rule. That's the business. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted by name?
So moved, Mark Dane.
Second, Boyer.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. I'm sure you all had a chance to review the January 28th, 2020 meeting minutes that were posted to the BCIS to the agenda. If there aren't any revisions or corrections, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted?
So moved, Mark Dane.
Goff, second.
Ebersold, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. It's unanimous. Okay, so next we're going to start the review of the comments. There were 2 comments received. The process is simple. I'll introduce each one, allow the proponent an opportunity up to 3 minutes. Anybody else that wishes to speak in favor can just say they support it, or if they want to speak longer, that's fine. If there's any rebuttals, there'll be one opportunity from each perspective of only 2 minutes. And then we'll go back to the TAC. TAC members are free to ask clarifying questions of those proponents. And we'll take a vote. I'll ask if anybody wishes to make a motion. If nobody makes a motion, it'll be deemed a negative recommendation, no affirmative recommendation. If there is a motion and a second, we'll vote on it. and if it achieves 67%, it'll be considered a favorable vote. If it's less than that, it'd be a no affirmative recommendation. Any roofing TAC member have any questions on the process? All right, well, let us get started. The very first comment is submitted by Mike Fisher, comment number one, which is on the one first page of your document from Kellum Company. Mike, are you on the phone?
I am. Can you hear me?
You can.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm surprised this actually worked. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for scheduling this call. I hope everyone is safe and happy. I'm Mike Fisher with Kellum Company, speaking for the Asphalt Roofing Manufacturers Association. The public comment that I submitted to you is simply updating to the latest version of ASTM D7158. We have had a condition in that standard for quite a few years where the building height provisions that are in the code, the Florida Building Code, and the building height provisions that are in the reference standard are not aligned in terms of how they affect the higher wind speeds. Specifically in Monroe County, there's a wind speed area down there where there was a question about building height for shingle applications. The ASTM committee resolved any of the disconnects between the standard and the code language to make sure that the standard reflected what the code says in the two tables for asphalt shingles. The two standards references are now consistent. So we'd ask you to approve the update to the reference standard.
All right. Anybody from the public wish to speak in favor?
Mike Silvers, FRSA, in favor.
Okay. Anybody else?
Joe Belcher, HVA, in favor.
All right. Who is the third person?
There was Belcher and Stafford under the last two there.
Okay. So Stafford, we missed you. Erickson, you're speaking in favor from IBHS?
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Very good. Anybody else? Right. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? None. Going back to the TAC, is there a motion to recommend approval on this first comment number one?
Motion to approve, Mark Zanel.
Second.
Second.
All right. I have a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Are there any opposed? It's unanimous on a 9-0 in support vote. Have any TAC members joined the call who weren't, which would be Elaine, Lorraine, or Karen? Okay, so we remain at 9. Okay, so the second
comment. Can you tell me who was the second?
Ebersol. Ebersol.
Zanel, and then there was
Ebersol.
Rick Goff actually got the call just ahead of Mark of Ebersol.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. The next comment was submitted by Mike Silvers from FRSA. Mike.
Yes, this is Mike Silvers with FRSA. Thank you, folks, for taking the time and allowing to speak today. We, as you're aware, we have the FRSA TRI tile manual that was approved under Mod 7353, 7356, 7366. And 7367. It was approved. The tables at the time that were included in the manual were for ASCE 710. It was approved by the TAC in March and again in July and by the commission in August with the understanding that we would update the tables for ASCE 716. The tables in the manual are included in Appendix A. Those have been redone and have been submitted to the commission staff and to the TAC members. On the call today, we have a number of folks representing both TRI and FRSA. I'm going to run through them real quick so that the TAC members know they're available to ask questions. We have Rick Olson, president of TRI, Gary Walker, PE, who did the calculations for the manual, Rico Yipakonen from also a PE from ICP, the adhesive manufacturers. Manny Oyola from he's a certified roofing contractor, as well as representative from Eagle Roofing and our code subcommittee chairman. Wade Shepard from Boral and Jerry Vandewater from Crown Roof Tile. So we've got a number of roof tile experts available to ask questions of if you need to. And again, this is replacing Appendix A with new tables to comply with ASCE 716. The rest of the manual is as approved, except for a few references to the table. And with that, we'll request your approval of the manual.
All right, thanks, Mike. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Rick Olson, BRI, support.
Okay.
Mike Fisher, if you can hear me, in support.
Very good.
Joe Belcher, in support.
Okay.
Jeff, Eric Stafford.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll make it clear that we are in support. But just want to point out something to the TAC I want to make it clear that we are in support of this manual. But I've been on the phone this morning with Mike Silvers and Gary Walker, and there looks like there might be an error in one of the tables, particularly with the hip roofs and the higher roof slopes. Not certain, but. I think that there likely is an error there, but so we've all agreed to take a look at this. We just found it this morning, and take a look at this, and want to make the TAC aware that the particularly that row of tile moment or those rows might change at the commission meeting.
Okay, so again,
encourage you to support this, but recognizing that there might be, FRSA might be submitting an addendum to a couple of the tables.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in support?
Manny Oyola with Eagle Roofing Products and the TRI in support.
Very good. Anybody else?
Wade Shepherd with Boral.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jerry Bandywater with Crown in support.
All right. Anybody else?
Rick Lutherly Belgener with ICP in support.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right. Hearing none, going back to the TAC, is there a motion to recommend approval with the understanding that if there are errors in the tables, that Mike will submit a comment which he would send to Mo early on, hopefully this week, so it could be posted to the commission's website, so the commissioners would have that well electronically as well the public well in advance of the meeting.
Charlie Kennedy makes a motion.
Your second.
We have a motion and a second from Kennedy and Boyer. Any discussion?
So let me just ask a question, Mark Zale. So is the TAC going to get this information as well?
Well, it'll be posted to the website, so everybody will have access to it, but the cap will not be yes.
Yeah, this is Mom and Donnie. I think the process, at this point, this is a reference document that adopted through the code. We do ask that if there is a change, that change be sent to the staff and also the committee to be sent an email with the change, because the committee already received update information on the standard. That's all what we needed, so that we make sure that what we have is correct. That's all. Thank you.
We'll be happy to do that. We will copy the TAC members too, so that they have that for their information.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Any other discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Is there any additional comment from either the public or the TAC or anybody else at this time? All right. Let me do a second roll call, and then I'm going to ask Commissioner Swope to adjourn us. We don't need a motion, Brian. You can just say we stand adjourned. Commissioner Swope.
Yes.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Jimmy Buckner.
Here.
George Ebersole.
Here.
Commissioner Goff.
Here.
Charlie Kennedy for Burt Logan.
Here.
Gaspar Rodriguez.
Here.
Lorena Alicia Ross, assuming you're still not here. William Schultz.
Here.
Aaron Worsak, Assuming you're still not here, and Mark Zanel.
Here.
All right, we have the same nine we started with. Commissioner Swope, would you adjourn us, please?
All right, Joe, I will stand adjourned, and thank you all for your time.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.